Hey, everybody. So, for those who don't know, I grew up here in the Servant Branch, went to Trinity, I joined the Campus Division, lived in Dinkytown for 2 years, and then I took 2 years off of school to do this mission work, and I'm finishing up my 2 years in May. This past year, I joined the Sisterhood of the People of Praise, and so I'll be moving to South Bend in May and finishing up school there. So, as Nick said, this is a story from last March in Evansville. Claire Mislevich, Joe Balder, and I were out. We were in a middle-class neighborhood in Evansville, and we were almost past a house when Claire said she was moved to knock there. So we went back, and on the patio was a pair of a little girl's jeans that were covered in mud and drying out there. And I was like, I want to meet that little girl. So we knocked, and we were greeted by a really fast-moving little girl. She saw us and then dashed to go find her mom. And then Cindy came to the door, and she looked really disheveled. And Joe led off this encounter with a word that we had, which was, God wants you to change your ways. And Cindy looked intently at us and said, do you want to come in? And so we followed Cindy into her living room, and throughout the house there were many piles of clothes on the floor. The walls seemed new, and they seemed recently painted, but there were a lot of holes in the walls and a lot of crayon over the walls. So she led us into the living room and turned off the TV, closed the laptop, and she asked the kids to hold the dog so that no distractions were in this conversation. And she sat, and she just looked at the three of us and said, I want to listen to you, whatever you have to say. So we shared some words that we had received from that day's prayer that we do before we go out. And after listening to us, she asked us, so do you all know anything about lawsuits? And Cindy is married and has 3 young kids, and the family had suffered some really hard things. And she recently pulled the kids out of school. So she shared a few more details, and it became clear that the family was in a time of crisis, and Cindy was at the end of her rope. And the very next day, she was headed to Indianapolis for a hearing. So at this point, Claire Mislevich had a word from Isaiah 41 and shared it with Cindy. She said, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you by my righteous right hand. Cindy responded to this and said that she's been battling with a lot of fear. She said that she was afraid to call herself a Christian because she didn't want to mess up and damage God's reputation. So we told her that she didn't need to fear that, and we offered to pray with her against fear. And so she was really relieved. We told her, you know, God doesn't wait for us to be perfect to start following him, and she was really relieved to hear that. So then we began to talk about the Holy Spirit, and we explained what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is, and we shared stories about the boldness the apostles received after being filled with the Spirit. And then she was excited when we offered to pray with her for it, and she said yes. So we prayed with her for the Holy Spirit, and we prayed against fear. And after we were done praying, her face was lit up, and she said, this is really exciting. And we were moved to sing a song with her, so we sang Our God is an Awesome God with her. And then she said, I just want to give all the glory to God in this. And then she shared that on the top of her to-do list for that day was pray. And she's like, and I hadn't gotten around to it. So she was amazed that God sent us to her door. You know, she asked, do you go to every house? And we're like, no, we wanted to come to yours. And she was amazed. So after about an hour and a half conversation with Cindy, we needed to head home and meet up with the mission team before dinner. So Joe and Claire and I walked home, singing through the streets of Evansville, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And a few months later, after visiting Cindy and her family very often, it was really difficult to walk by without some kids running out at you. And they run out and they say, people of praise is here! Like, there'll be two of us. And they're like, it's the people of praise. You know? So that's fun to think of you all. Her two girls learned really quickly, Love the Lord Your God, that song, and This Little Light of Mine, and we're singing it on repeat a lot. And this past month, we visited Cindy, and her house was really in order. The kids are in school now, and they're doing really well. So praise the Lord.